This is what passes for conservatism now. Ted Cruz on Fox News pimping the confiscation of El Chapo's wealth. I'd like to know, by the by, where in international law is the codicil to be found that grants Edward Raphael ineligible to be President Cruz and his slicked back greaseball persona the legal means to confiscate El Chapo's dough? Isn't El Chapo a citizen of Mexico? Or is it Guatemala? I lose track. So does an extradition treaty come with... Oh, and by the way, after we convict him of not being a conservative, I'm going to send a team of American Special Forces down to El Chapo Central. And when they get there, they're going to confiscate all the money that El Chapo has from the El Chapo Bank. And they're even going to confiscate any of the fine furs and shoes that El Chapo's women may have had so that they can bring them to the Cruz household for hide-and-toy. Did I say that out loud? Pathetic. This has to be a sitcom, right? We had to have been tuned in. That has to have been a comedy show, right? No, Mike, it's not a comedy show. This is how American government works, and this is why the people of Texas elected me to go after El Chapo. I got an idea, Ted. When you're done going after El Chapo, why don't you go after George Soros? Maybe you can convict him of something. He may have $60 billion. Imagine what you could do with that. How utterly preposterous. Well, the United States government now is admitting that it is so feckless and so devoid of the ability to pay for our own infrastructure. And it now has to shake down drug kingpins. Imagine the ending of Scarface, the movie, if Ted Cruz had been around.
Wait a minute now. Before you go in there and go shooting up the Scarface mansion, there's a significant dollar value that's attached to what's inside the mansion that we might need to confiscate. Trust me, as a former prosecutor, we have access to that money. And just imagine the things that conservatives can do with that money once it's taken from its rightful owner, Scarface, and then transferred into the peaceful, wonderful, trustful confines of the Social Security Administration. So you boys don't go in there and shoot any of the cocaine up, because we might be able to sell it on the open market for a fair price. Has to be a joke.